Hi, everybody, and welcome back to Shortcomings, a girls recap podcast where we will be recapping every episode of Girls in chronological order.
That's a real circular logic.
I know. Sorry. I'm still getting used to not saying
it's a whole new intro, guys. Hi, I'm Samantha Bush, your host. And of course, I'm joined as always by Chris Lewis.
Yes. Hi.
Hello. How are you?
I'm good. We just did a whole bonus.
Just did a real grab bag bonus episode of Summer House by way of St. Patrick's Day.
By way of Hilary Swank.
I've never hated someone more who I don't think deserves my ire.
Hilary Swank?
She's got Annette Bening's Oscars. If you take Annette Bening's Oscars.
Have you seen Annette Bening's new show, Apples Never Fall?
I'm sorry, ma'am. I didn't realize you worked for Tim Cook. Apples Never Fall? Would you like me to
apples.
Also watch a fresh Gilmore Girls? Like, have you seen it was like, are you reading? You couldn't read our copy, but you got that down. Have you seen Annette Bening's new show, Apples Never Fall?
No, Chris, it's called Apples Never Fall.
Streaming now on Apple TV.
No, it's not. It's streaming on Hulu.
Oh, it's called Apples Never Fall. I was like, what the fuck kind of copy does she have down? And you almost changed voices. Have you seen Annette Bening's thrilling new TV show? Folks are calling it genre defiant. Apples Never Fall this fall on Hulu.
No, and I was like, Chris, no, it's called Apples Never Fall.
Whatever could it be about? And also, I've seen Apples Fall.
It's
is that a reference to like
Annette Bening dies?
Apple falls
or goes missing.
Wait, what is that phrase? The apple
never falls far from the tree.
Is that apple never falls?
I think that's where.
Okay,
that's what it's about, because it's about this family and like the mom Annette Bening goes missing or dies, TBD, and like the family kind of has to like figure out what's going on. Kate,
she's dead. We just all need to admit it.
Honestly, Chris, I'm not joking. At this point, like if she's not, then show her to us.
I think she's passed. Like, as I told you, what's the over under? She's in the ground.
No, I think she's just left and we'll never see
her. But I think we'd see her. Like those British paps, you think they wouldn't find her?
Well, that's what raised my suspicion about the Kate stuff in the first place, was like, we didn't get any drone footage of her leaving the hospital with those paparazzi.
I think she's in the ground.
I believe that too.
And a Saltburn style.
Until we're proven otherwise. Do you think she'll be at Easter?
Mm-mm.
What do you think they're going to do?
I'm so happy I didn't do it. Whenever anyone brings up Easter, and this is a complete aside, I have a large desire to scream, deliver us, the opening song from The Prince of Egypt. But I don't think The Prince of Egypt has anything to do with Easter. I think it's Passover.
No, this is Jesus.
Right.
Yeah. Yeah. Moses and
but
Jesus.
But to me, that's an Easter movie.
To me, it is as well.
So, yeah.
He was so hot.
Yes. And of course, never forget famously when I Googled, what does Jesus look like? Assuming I would see a photo of a man who looked like that cartoon character. As if there were photos of Jesus.
Right. As if he was taking selfies.
Yeah, I was like, where is he? I gotta see him.
So there's theories that she's gonna pop back up for Easter.
I'm sure we'll be getting another doctored photo with like the fucking weird image. Like, what's going on? They like changed the color of her clothes. Like, the image has gotten crazier and crazier.
They completely did like Photoshop. They Photoshopped the kids and stuff in. Everywhere.
But then didn't they say like all of the family had been seen wearing those outfits like 6 months earlier, but then they heightened the clothing, the color of them.
That photo is from a Vogue cover.
And how dare they just like have her tweet, like, I'm experimenting with Photoshop. It's like, what?
Throwing this dead woman under a bus?
Like, let her rest. The royal family's going to royal family. Hey,
and William is not Diana's. You know what I mean? Like, he...
Excuse me?
No, he is, but like he's definitely Charles 2.0.
Okay,
like with this Rose Hanbury character.
Well, I mean, was she not fooling around with James Packard over here and that doctor over there? And I'm just saying, cheaters gonna cheat, both of them, and I respect both of them.
I know you.
Honestly, I respect Charles more because he was cheating with someone he loved.
True.
Diana was just hoeing around. She was just in a hoe era. No judgment either. That's like the one thing I like about her.
Yeah, I want more of that.
Yeah. So story. If he wants to fuck some lady in waiting or whoever she is, this person, yeah. God bless him with that bald head.
That bald head. Well, and everybody's like talking about Meghan and Harry's like love story. Like these two are really, guys, open your fucking eyes.
And what the fuck is that brand she just launched? What's it called?
American Riviera Orchard.
And it's not a wine.
No.
I hate her. I hate this woman.
I'm just like, so what to launch it? This brand and then to not like, so what's really interesting is when you sign up on the website.
I did not, but I did click through to it.
You don't even get like an email.
But what
that's
is
like
it?
Coming soon. You don't know. I think it's just a blog. I think it's going to be like Goop.
American Riviera Orchard is a blog.
I believe it's going to be like her old blog, like the Tig, like gardening, cooking.
So it's not at all, I want to be clear, I want some sort of wine business, like what an orchard would sell.
I don't believe.
Like what? No, apples. Like it's not an apple line. She's selling.
I don't think so.
Pumpkins and.
No, I don't think she's doing that.
Like apple juices and different sodas.
Yeah, it's a lifestyle blog.
Oh my gosh. I hate her. I hate her. I hate him. And as the crown said, the party's over. I miss Lizzie.
Let me see. The Sussexes haven't released any information about the project.
That did not roll off the tongue like that apple the Sussexes. Project you did earlier.
The Sussexes haven't released any... have released any information about the project, but rumors began swirling late last year, blah, blah, blah. My thing is like, if you're going to launch this brand, like, launch it.
And she's also trying to relaunch her podcast. Like, get her out of here.
Archetypes, bitch, no one listened.
It popped up on my feed. She's getting in on, like, other podcasts I've downloaded. It's like, do you want to listen to Archetypes? This is Meghan Markle. It's like, no, sweetie.
She just, yeah, no, thank you.
No, I had to listen to that Mariah Carey interview in like 97 parts. You're so infuriating.
I mean, the trademark application for American Riviera Orchard was filed on February 2nd, 2024.
It feels like three words she just pulled out of three separate hats, not even the same
goods,
hat.
The goods and services listed includes tableware, cookbooks, textiles, as well as edible items like jellies, marmalades, and fruit preserves.
Who is she? Julia from Real Housewives of Miami?
That's what I think she... listen, I'll be shocked if this actually
this
does
is not
anything.
Getting to market.
No, nothing
this is
Meghan
a scam
really
to get
does.
Everyone's email addresses. Then she's going to sell them to like...
Koto Insurance.
Oh.
Remember that?
No.
When Vicky scammed all those cancer people into bracelets to get kickbacks for her Koto Insurance?
Kill all cancer.
Kill all cancer.
I just watched that season.
She's so crazy. I love her.
And I believe I sent you that article that simply said, hold on, it's like if you Google it, it is the funniest title. Vicky Gunvalson, Kill All Cancer. Because I was like, I wonder if it's still like going.
No.
Kill All Cancer. They say she's no longer working with them. No, that's not it. Admits she shuts it down. Ah. Vicky Gunvalson removes ties with Kill All Cancer due to naysayers. It's just like... And you know she used the word naysayers.
Oh, for sure.
I love Vicky. What a nut. And now I saw a strange group of people. It was Gertie, Phaedra, Vicky, and like Heather Dubrow, like all palling around Oscar weekend. It was really weird.
Alexis. So Shannon
is... I didn't see
her
in the photo yet. I didn't see Alexis in the photo. With Phaedra. No, it could have been her, and it was just
You're talking about the reunion.
No, there was a photo of Phaedra, Vicky Gunvalson, Heather Dubrow, and Gertie, like, sitting on, like, a
what?
Big couch, like, all hanging out at, like, the Vanity Fair Oscar party or something. Like,
oh, they were at the DirecTV Oscar party.
Yeah, I was like, what a crew to see.
Yeah, what a motley crew.
Yeah. To see, and then I was like, oh yeah, I guess Vicky and Phaedra did go over Bloomstone Manor's way, so they've got that background together. I gotta rewatch that.
It was such a good one.
Should we get into girls?
Yeah.
Oh, I guess we have to talk about Patreon.
Yeah.
Guys, sorry, we recorded a bonus episode. Things have gone awry. As you notice from our strange opening, neither of us are in our best
When we're on like our one
by
and
hour,
a half
you mean
of recording?
We're at 45 minutes.
What?
Yeah, we only recorded.
We've been
that
recording
bonus
for like an hour.
I have the timer here.
Oh wow.
Thrilling behind the scenes content.
Yeah.
And if you want more things like that, you can join us over at patreon.com/shortcomingspodcast for bonus episodes. We're going to have another Zoom call coming up on April 11th. I have not cleared that day with Sam, so hope she's free.
It works for me.
Thursday, April 11th, we're going to gather on Zoom and just get to what's what. I don't know what's going to be what, but we'll be chatting about it.
We'll be chatting.
And we want to thank our iconic shorties, Margarita, Gina, Carlos, Lauren, Christina, Kimberly, Kate, Ainsley, Jenny, Stacy, Laura, Charlotte, Taylor, Alexandra, Dana, Laura Lee, Claire, Allie, Jen, Caitlin, Lindsay, Casey, Gloria, Justine, Alexandra, Trench School, Grace, Rachel, Emma, Allison, Haley P, Haley D, Claire, Haley M, Erica, Avita, Emily, and Holly. I do need to refresh that list. So if you've joined recently, we'll get you on there, and if you've lapsed, you're getting gone next week.
Getting gone.
But we appreciate all of our shorties, all of the support we get over there. I'm going to do like a little post over there soon to see what more you guys might want from us, if there are extra things we could give you. Mm-hmm. Just because we really do appreciate you all making this happen as we start this crazy adventure into Girls.
Yeah. I've been loving rewatching.
I have two, although I'm getting a lot of notes where people are like, you didn't fucking know we meet Shoshana's parents, or this happened and this. And I'm like, well, guys, I do want everyone to know. And you know what? Maybe we should have said this before I, you know, yelled at everyone for yelling at me. While I love Girls, it is not Sex and the City in the sense that I've been watching it forever.
Forever on repeat. No.
And I know like every aspect of the show.
Mm-hmm.
Things are going to come and go.
No, like with
me
Sex
in terms
City,
of my
like,
knowledge.
I can hear.
Half the episodes I didn't even watch. I just turned on and just like took in through osmosis with my eyes closed because I'd seen them 1 million times.
Right. This is
like
different.
Photosynthesis. This, I've like got my pen out. Like, what's going on?
Yeah.
And of course, I'm sure people are going to be like, well, you didn't know much about Sex and the City either.
Yeah. They're like,
I remember that 6 week period where you guys thought Dr. Robert was coming next week, each week.
That, and you know what? That's on me.
That is. That wasn't me.
That was not Chris. That was
I forgot.
Me.
Although there was one episode you explained to me and I was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And now that I think of it, I don't think we ever saw that episode. So I think you did make it up.
What?
You kept talking about some episode of Sex and the City where Carrie and Miranda have dated the same guy and then they see him at a funeral, but we never saw that episode.
Chris, that happened.
I know, Sam, but we never saw it. We never covered it.
We did.
Then maybe when you saw it, when you said it to me, you thought that
Remember
it was coming
forward.
Remember, he
was an asshole?
That's a different man. It's a different episode.
What?
I think that's a different episode, isn't it?
Where they date the same guy?
Yes, but that's not the man at a funeral.
Maybe I did dream this up.
Or maybe we had already covered it and then we kept waiting for it to happen, but we'd already watched it.
Oh, that could happen.
Either way, we don't know anything about Sex and the City and we don't know anything about Girls. So
we don't know anything about anything.
Anything. We don't know shit about shit. So I don't know why you guys are listening to this, but here we go, covering Girls Episode 3, All Adventurous Women Do. We're going to start with a little episode synopsis. Hannah meets up with an ex-boyfriend. Marnie is attracted to a cocky artist. Jessa.
She is in this show.
She is, you know. Jessa starts a new job. And I don't have a bullet here for Shosh because she was on the couch, much like Miranda.
Very much like us.
Yeah, I can't wait to get back on the couch, actually. We need to wrap this up, TBH. Tired as hell. I'm wrapped in a throw.
I know, you look so cozy.
I'm ready for bed. I'm never not like ready for bed.
Same. I'm like,
I'm
always
in a full pajama pant.
Like, yeah.
Haven't showered.
Yeah.
Like today's going to be a lazy day. It's St. Patty's
lazy.
Day, baby.
Yeah.
Coming at you from the past. So in terms of an episode description, I also did not write one of those, you know? So... So we're not giving our full throttle. This is not Charlie's Angels full throttle. This is just
I wish.
Any which way this episode you're getting.
Right.
Much like last week where we went on a real adventure every storyline. So I don't know. I mean, again, I don't know that we have to do episode descriptions for girls because they don't have overarching themes.
Right.
If in some ways maybe you had to put this one, all of the women are doing something adventurous, at least those three. They're all being daring in their own way. We can get to Jess's sort of daring behavior.
Yeah.
Shosh, not so much.
Shosh, we didn't get much of Shosh.
But what we got, I loved, because we got her in an iconic image, that Sex and the City poster behind her, her fully wrapped in that blanket. I've never seen a better representation of me. Just remote in hand, a blanket so covered. Again, it is sort of like exactly what I look like now, just a head popped out of a blanket.
Truly. It's just she's in a Snuggie.
Yeah, it's just like never not. I've always cold.
Yeah. It's good to see yourself, you know.
Not one limb exposed, just on that couch
watching Game Show
a show called Baggage.
Which, is that a real show?
It is not, but I need it to be.
I need it.
No, she
and I need it to be hosted by Nicole Byer.
Well, this one's hosted by Jerry Springer, who, as she said, host Jerry Springer described it as unbelievable. And in this, you present your small, medium, and large-sized baggage to, like, a potential suitor?
And he decides whether he wants to deal with it or not.
Oh, I thought he was like, okay, I'm not dealing.
No, that's the thing. Like, he can choose not to.
But maybe he says, like, I'll go on a date with you after, like, the first one, but then he has to hear you're medium and big.
I think that's
and
kind
of
what happens.
And then it's like, uh-oh.
Yeah.
Because one of the women was pricking condoms.
That is like a crazy thing to do. And
we'll never forget, isn't that how Dr. Heavenly got daddy? Remember she admitted at that one and I'm saying remember, like I didn't just watch this reunion.
Oh my God.
She tricked him. She was like, yeah, I got him. Like I got pregnant so he would marry me. With Damon Jr. or Senior. No, not Damon Senior. Damon Senior would be the man she's fucking.
Right, Damon but Jr. But she has Damon Jr. He's so handsome.
Blah.
Damon Jr.
No, did you watch the last part of the Married to Medicine reunion? Because I had a lot of laughs at this one segment.
I haven't seen it yet.
Sweet Tea, my favorite character, because they've never once said her name. So I have no idea what her name is.
I think this is her Christian name. Yeah.
Her given name, like Lady Bird. She says, I believe you to have a grandchild who you don't want to reveal on camera to Heavenly. And then the cameras cut to Heavenly in her kitchen. And in her in her cabinet behind her is a bunch of Enfamil. baby formula.
Oh, my God.
And then it cuts to Heavenly, and she gives the most cockamamie story. She's like, well, of course, everyone knows that my husband is goo-goo-ga-ga. He's lactose intolerant, and the only thing he can deal with is Enfamil. Sam, I was howling with laughter.
Oh, my God.
And the women are like, of course. It's like,
of course.
It's like, what? Do you have oat milk, almond milk?
There's other options.
Enfamil? She's like, that's all. She's like, that's all he can take. He has it every morning. He loves it. And this is like big ass cans of Enfamil.
She's diabolical.
But again, all the women, Andy, they're all shaking their heads like, well, of course, that's daddy. You know
that's
him.
Daddy for you. That's fucking crazy.
So okay. That's baggage.
Back to girls.
Now, do you mind me asking, would you like to present your small, medium, and large baggage on this podcast?
Would you?
I don't know what mine would be. I would think I would really struggle. I feel like my anger issues would be my small baggage, but only because I've gotten them under control. That would have been like my large baggage.
Which baggage would you prefer?
Then my medium baggage might be like...
I think I know what we share a medium baggage.
What is it?
I think we have a problem with shopping.
Excuse me?
Like, I think we shop a lot.
Oh, I'm sorry. I don't know what I thought you meant now that I think of it.
Like, I think, like, you and I both share the
same. I thought you meant, like, we were afraid of shopping or, like, we would take men shopping.
I wish I was.
Yeah, I have a shopping addiction. As someone who mistakenly went to a store yesterday and bought a $170 shirt.
Chris.
I know.
And no, honestly, I have the same problem.
I don't know how it happened other than the fact that I finished lunch with a friend and then had her drop me off at a store.
Oh, you had her drop you off there?
Like, but then I got in the store and truly was like, I don't know how I got here.
Wow. Is it a nice shirt?
It's gorgeous. I'll send you a picture of it later.
Please.
It's a bit out there, but you know, like, for the spring, I'm really getting something going for my spring.
Every other day, Chris and I, like, he'll be like, Sam, I just bought a sweater. And I'm like, Chris, I just... purchase.
I don't even know what happens.
I complete order.
I also think there's like 17 boxes at my house. You know, I've been dog sitting. And now that I think of it, there are like 3 boxes full of at least 17 different shirts for me to try on. And like none of which I'll return.
Oh, never. Never.
So, yeah, that might be my medium package.
Honestly, it could be our largest.
I might have a shopping addiction. I'm going to have to look within.
Do you think it's our largest package?
The only thing I'll say about my shopping addiction is I it's not just for me. Like, I'm open to shopping for others. Like, I love to buy presents and little goodies for people.
I love to buy little trinkets and gifts.
So, like, is it something I need to solve?
I don't think so.
Maybe that's something I need to take to therapy.
I think we have a giving spirit.
And look, most of that giving is happening towards me because honestly, I am now flashing to every single time I buy something for someone else. I then think, wow, that was really nice of me. I should buy something for myself.
Oh, Chris, I'm never not telling myself, like, I deserve a treat.
The amount of times I've clicked on something and said, you deserve this.
Mm-hmm. I can talk myself
meanwhile,
into
have
it.
Done nothing, like laying in bed like a porous animal.
Oh, I'm the mom in What's Eating Gilbert Grape.
Like just,
and I'm like, I deserve this.
Bag of Twizzlers in one hand, iPhone in the other, just clicking. I
nerds
need it.
Clusters. Nerds clusters and a Sprite.
Speaking of nerd clusters, allow me an aside.
Okay. As if this isn't an aside.
Why the fuck can't you find nerds just like in the box like they used to be? Why are they only clustered?
Because it's the best way to eat them.
I disagree. I had a craving for nerds recently.
That's
out of the
demented.
Out of the cold blue.
You wanted just plain nerds?
And I searched high and low in every store I could find
Chris.
For nerds in a fresh box. And I got those little nerds clusters. I'd never seen them before and they disgusted me. I had to throw them out.
Yeah.
I didn't want that gummy little treat in the middle.
What?
I just wanted them right in my mouth. That fresh box and then you slap it at the bottom.
You know what?
You know
what's funny
about?
That you say this? Because I did just see a photo of someone who ate all the nerds off of the gummy clusters and just left the gummy clusters.
Right. I don't want that fucking gummy cluster. Same with, and this is another thing I've been searching high and low for, and it took me too long to find, a cinnamon bun.
I have a cinnamon truck that's parked on my block every day.
No, a cinnabon or a cinnamon bun? Because I just
cinnabon.
I wanted a cinnamon bun from a nice bakery, and you're not getting them the way you'd like to.
No, they're dry.
I searched every bakery in this fucking city high and low. I had scavengers out there and they were finding them for me, taste testing them. Like, this one's too sweet. It'll give you a headache. Don't go for that one. There's not enough cinnamon. And I finally found it. One morning at my local coffee shop right behind work.
Oh, no.
They'd added a cinnamon bun. No, it was great.
No, but it's bad for you because like.
Right. I did tell them we're going to need to discontinue the sign. Mm-hmm. Yeah. This is not summer body
limited
approved.
Edition.
This is not summer house body approved, okay? Maybe that's my big baggage, just my constant searching for different food items that I need.
But isn't that just survival?
No, because I don't think searching for nerds and cinnamon, but I've revealed more on this podcast, this one episode.
I know, I'm learning so much.
Than I think I ever have, but yeah, sometimes a food obsession will take over me. Much like in Puerto Rico when I searched high and low for pasta and couldn't find any.
They don't have pasta in Puerto Rico?
You can't get the pasta you'd like. So when I got back, I got quite a lot.
Interesting.
And of course, a full fat Coke.
Oh my God. Chris... Can I tell you?
Which I'll be getting later today.
No, I ordered a full fat Coke for the first time in
right from
weeks.
The fountain.
Chris, it got delivered to my house.
Big gulp or McDonald's? Which way?
McDonald's. I took a sip. I almost started sobbing. It was a cherry.
Fuck me. This happened to me too recently.
Really?
Now, this was a bit of a different experience because I was on my last leg and I was really needing a Coke and I was on airport.
I was also on my last leg. I was not well.
And I reached in for a Coke and someone had put vanilla Coke amongst the regular Cokes.
Vanilla?
When I tell you. And I, Sam, I had saved this.
I feel sick.
This was on the flight to Puerto Rico. And I was like, I am going to save this Coke for that flight. I'm going to open this. And of course, you know, it's not exactly what I wanted because, of course, I always want it like fountain with a shit ton of ice.
Oh my God.
But to taste that hint of vanilla, no, I wanted to Hulk out on everyone on the plane.
I would have opened up the emergency exit door.
Just like flown out.
Thrown myself out. I can handle a Diet Coke. I'm a Diet Coke girly too.
But how dare they mistakenly put that vanilla Coke with amongst the regular Cokes? Somebody set me up.
I didn't even think they made that anymore.
This, to quote Camille Grammer, this is a setup.
Wow.
Yeah, vanilla Coke. And I'm sure you're right. They have stopped making it. And this was from like 2002.
Wow.
A lot of baggage, you know. Sorry for that segment, guys.
I think, you know what? We just discovered our smallest baggage.
Vanilla Coke?
No, Coke.
So now my... So what was my small... So my anger issues, maybe my medium, paired with my shopping addiction.
Yeah. And what
my
do you
big
think...
My big baggage is like my obsessive tendency. Actually, I think that would be my big baggage if I had to like... Because I do tend to hide my obsessive... Do I have a problem?
Are we okay?
I'm like, I got the shopping addiction and a lot of obsessive tendencies.
And an anger issue, but it's under control.
Not the other two.
No, I think my... What I mean with obsessive is
like I become obsessed, like not like a...
You immerse yourself into things.
Like if I need something, it becomes super important for me to have it and I can't stop thinking about it until I do. Or if I like... As many listeners of this podcast will remember, The Lost Daughter. Like, if I like something, it becomes, like, literally the only thing I can talk about or think about. So, and I do try to hide that from men when they meet me. But then what happens is, like, they mention something, and I'm like, oh, my God, wait, no, I'm upset. And then they're like, we've been listening to you talk about this for about 90 minutes.
I know. They're like, can you guys get to girls?
All we said is we mentioned Olivia Colman and you've been talking about her on that fucking beach.
Yeah.
So what's your medium, big and medium?
So I think my small baggage is my addiction to full fat Cokes.
Okay.
My medium baggage is definitely we share our medium baggage. It's a shopping addiction. And I want to say my largest baggage.
I don't know if you should go into that.
Oh yeah, no, we're leaving that on the side of the road.
We're all working through things.
Yeah, we're all getting, you know.
Well, but what were you gonna say?
I was gonna say, like, I think my biggest baggage is like
wait, what do you think I was gonna say it is?
I think I know what you were gonna say.
Hold on, I'm going to type it to you in the chat, because I don't, now that I'm thinking about it, I don't think you do know what I was going to say.
I think I do.
Share, where the fuck is, oh, there it is. Is that it?
Oh, wow. No, but that's it.
Okay, yeah. Can I say that?
Yeah, absolutely.
I was going to say your big baggage is that you cut people out of your life really quickly. Like, see ya, don't care, like, bye.
Yeah.
What were you going to say?
I'm not sharing it on this podcast.
Okay.
No, but that definitely sounds like a big baggage.
Now that I think about it, we have talked about that quality of yours on this podcast.
Yeah, absolutely. I believe I cried on a Zoom.
Well, that was not when things were being recorded.
Oh, right. That was with Brian.
Yeah, that was... Bye.
Yeah, no. I definitely move on very... Like, I don't move through things. And that's what I'm learning in therapy is, like, I'm not moving through them. I just move on from them.
Yeah.
And just, like... So right now, I'm moving through feelings. And it's overwhelming.
Literally right now?
Like, actively in therapy, yeah.
Okay. We also hear a little bit more about Shosha's virginity. She views that as her biggest baggage, and that's sort of all she's up to in this episode. The one thing I did want to note is that it is just funny to see Shosh positioned here as sort of the wise idiot. She's mm-hmm. sort of telling Hannah that she has to go and meet with Elijah. I love when she says, well, you can have sex with him because you both already have HPV. But we'll get to that.
Yeah. To me...
Oh, sorry. Go ahead.
I don't know. To me, this episode, Shosh, like, didn't do a lot, but like...
But she was everything.
But she was everything. Right.
She's everything. They're just Ken.
Correct.
And I'm Just Ken came on my shuffle recently, and I was so disgusted. I was like, how dare you? Just because
did you
I've
like
listened,
his performance?
Just because I listened to What I've Been Made For, or whatever the fuck that song is, 1 million times, doesn't mean I want to hear I'm Just Ken.
I loved his
Oscar performance. Okay. I thought they should have ripped the Oscar right out of Downey Jr.'s hands and handed it to him my Canadian king.
Yeah. You know, Bradley Cooper was seething at that performance.
Well, if he at any time he's welcome to slap on his beauty bronzer and get back up on that stage and sing Shallow, because to me, that was the finest Oscar moment in 94 years of history.
When him and Gaga were
singing Shallow nose to nose.
Yeah.
And we'd all like just shaking like, why are we watching this? This is too intimate.
Yeah, it was
the first
it didn't
time,
feel like
I think it, we forget the first time we all watched it. Like we watch it now and we're so used to having seen it. The first time we all watched that was crazy.
Crazy.
Should we get into Jessa?
Let's get into Jessa. Oh, whenever we say Jessa, it reminds me of Wicked, where he's like, Nessa.
Oh, Nessa. I've got something to confess. Steve's, that is, Wicked is a terrible musical. It's so poorly written.
I love it so much. I know. I was like, can't wait to watch the movie.
So Shosha's giving Jessa advice on what to wear as she's starting her job as a nanny. I did think it was interesting that last episode, Hannah mentions she's going to be a nanny because she sort of says, like, what's she supposed to do? Have a baby and take it to her babysitting job?
Yeah, I think, like, she had the setup.
Yeah, so I just had forgotten that sort of, this happened so quickly into the season. And so what did you think of Jess's outfit?
Jess's
I thought she looked beautiful.
Outfit. Well, Jessa always looks beautiful, but...
She's not my personal aesthetic, though. That sort of... Well, hold on. Let me be clear. She's not my personal aesthetic in the sense that I don't dress that way at all. But also, like...
I was going to say...
It's not typically, like, that type of girl is not one I would look at and go, oh, my God, how fashionable. But somehow it just works on her, that sort of bohemian, nonsensical
look.
It
just works.
What were you going to say about Jessa?
My favorite thing is, like, Nessa? When it's just on Shosh... And she's like, so it's definitely
a lot.
A lot. And then it'll just like slowly pans to Jessa and she's in this sheer lace.
With like hot pink underwear underneath.
The hot pink bathing suit.
I don't think it was a bathing suit. I think it was her bra and panties.
I think that was a bathing suit.
I think it was her bra and panties.
There's not a fucking chance in hell Jessa has a matching pair of bra and panties.
She definitely does.
No.
But she has a matching bathing suit. Jessa doesn't even have a bathing suit. She's a, what's that
you don't think
called?
Nudist?
No. When you pop in the pool nude, going skinny dipping. I was like, what is that?
Oh, I was like, nude?
She's a skinny dipper all day.
You think. Okay.
Yeah. I'm going to hear 1 million things from people. Like, of course it was a fucking swimsuit. Much like everyone screaming to me about pajama sex.
Yes, I have bra.
Well, clearly what we're saying is we just don't want to hear from you all.
It's
kidding. We love you all. I heard from all of you about like pajama sets do mean you're a fucking type A bitch, Chris. I was like, Jesus, okay.
No, my mom like is so into us recapping Girls, and she was like, I was.
Well,
dying
we're not recapping Girls. We're recapping Wicked. We're recapping.
Yeah, we're recapping
Ariana Grande.
I did need
to bring up Ariana Grande earlier, in the sense that I'm now paying for Apple Music Plus because I needed to hear those other four songs.
There's more songs?
Yeah, there are. There's a duet with Troye Sivan and then a acapella version of two of the songs, as well as the Yes And remix with Mariah Carey. And I clicked on Apple Music within 1 second.
Chris, I just got dizzy.
There's what an acapella version of my favorite song on the album.
Which is True Story.
Yeah, True Story. And then, well, hold on, because it's literally sitting right here. And took me 1 second of opening my phone to find it.
Yeah, you opened your phone and there it was.
Although my last song played is By Myself by Judy Garland. So the lights were out earlier this morning.
Yeah.
Don't love that. Now where is it? Slightly Deluxe, Eternal Sunshine. Imperfect for You, acoustic and True Story a cappella with the Yes And remix, and Supernatural with Troye Sivan, which is also great.
Wow.
So okay. Get an Apple Music Plus.
I might have to download it.
Where you can also watch Apples Never Fall. So Jessa's heads over and she's babysitting these two girls for a documentarian and her husband. And we meet this woman who's played by the fabulous Catherine Hahn, who is just a dream and a doll as an actress. I watch... and love her and everything. And mm-hmm. So it's just so fun to see her. The way she enters is so that, like, harried mom, like, this is crazy.
Yeah, I loved her.
She might as well have had, like, a camera in one hand and a pacifier in the other. Like, I don't know how she does it.
It was giving that. Yeah. It was very much giving, I don't know how she does it. I just love this, like, we see her again, but it was such, like, a perfect introduction of her and, like, who she is as a mom and also,
I think,
like,
you get
a
really good sense of both of them because then later on, somebody comes home named Jeff. No, Jeff ain't who you want to see come through the door when you've seen the beautiful Catherine Hahn. And how dare they slam this woman like this? Okay, Catherine Hahn is beautiful. Why would she be married to this man?
Because I think at one point she loved his ways.
What ways? His band? I did have a howl and she was like, oh, I'm sorry, honestly, no one came to see your band. It's not my band.
He, like, hurt me, like, just looking at him.
Oh, like, physically, aesthetically.
Yeah, I was just like, ew. Like, I know exactly the type of guy that he is, like.
When he was like, do you smoke pot?
And then he was like, ooh.
With his little wire, he like, ooh.
I'm like, go, like.
He kind of was.
To not have a job and you have to have someone babysit your kids.
And where was he until 10 p.m. at night? Why did he leave so early?
Exactly.
Like, he wasn't there when she left, which I'm guessing was around noon.
Exactly.
What have you been doing, like, for where the 10 fuck hours? Is he? Mm-hmm. Why don't you watch your fucking kids?
That's what I'm saying. He's a loser.
Name? Jeff.
Jeff.
I fucking hate people named Jeff.
I hate him.
I'm trying to think of any Jeffs, and the only one who's coming
Jessa,
to my mind is,
like,
Jeff.
Doesn't like him either. Binkoff. She just is talking to him, and he's reading it as, like, she's into him.
No, wait a minute. Jeff Minkoff's name wouldn't be Minkoff because he's not married to
Rob
Minkoff.
Minkoff. He got engaged.
Jeff, you think I don't follow Crystal Kung Minkoff down? Kung, Jeff Kung. I was like, Jeff, no, what? You don't think I follow Crystal Kung Minkoff down to the minute? One of the few housewives I've clicked follow on. You know, I don't follow
that
a lot of
them. That feels really random for you.
It is, like, the ones I follow where it's like, just talk about picking them out of a hat. It's like Crystal, Marlo. Okay. There's no rhyme or reason, Giselle. It's like, you can't. Okay. No one from Roni.
Old Roni or new?
Neither. Well, you know I was following
Bethany.
Uba for a moment. I had Uba.
Oh, with her hot sauce?
Yeah, and I had to let her go.
Yeah.
And you know, I never followed Psy, but Psy is regularly on my Explore page. Not gonna. And I do like to check in on her. Her and
Scout.
Like, who?
Her daughter, Scout.
Her daughter's name is not Scout.
We've been
London.
Over this. You're right. It's not Scout.
It's London
not.
And Rio. Like, what are you?
Right.
How dare you? I love those Scout. Kids.
I thought it was Scout. I'm sorry.
I was like, did she get a dog? I didn't see.
Yeah.
London.
So back to girls.
Yeah. Where were we? Oh, Jeff.
We're talking about Jeff.
They're in the kitchen, sort of hanging out, and I think Jessa is really attracted to this idea that Jeff is a lost soul. When she's like, oh, you don't have a job? I didn't have a job till today.
I think
he's attracted to the fact that she's wearing a sheer dress.
Yeah, and it's like this beautiful, like, ethereal babysitter who talks to him.
I wonder if it is a thing for men when they stare at young, fertile women, like, I want to impregnate you. Do you think that's something they think?
I'm going to throw up. That was the most disturbing thing you've ever said on this podcast. Cut the cameras, dead ass. Like, that was, my eyes are watering. That was so upsetting.
I can't even sit back up. I have to move the mic to me. Guys, I don't think we're going to be able to make it through Marnie and Hannah. Like, I'm losing it. Why did I just say that?
I have no idea.
But is it true?
I don't know. I think so.
To that one straight man who listens to this podcast who messaged me once, could you write in and let me know if when you see young, fertile women, you want to impregnate them? Because I think that's what Jeff was thinking. And I think then when the daughter came in and is like, Daddy, I think that then, like, I think it's important that the young girl is who interrupts it. And, like, the reality of fatherhood is what sort of breaks down their ability to play house. I don't know. I think he was like, I think just men are sickos. And that's what they think when they see a young gal bopping down the street in a sheer dress.
I don't think
he thinks that. Hot pink panties running amok.
I don't think he thinks that. I think... this is my analysis of the situation.
This is your take on Jeff.
Yeah, my take on Jeff is that he's married to this very successful woman.
Mm-hmm.
And who Deb. Probably is so fucking sick of him not having a job, having no goals, like
being out
basically
till 10 p.m. at night drinking.
Yeah, like being a child. So she probably doesn't give him the attention that he maybe craves or thinks he deserves. And then he has this beautiful fairy.
Ethereal goddess
in his house. The kids are asleep. It's almost like they're not existent. And she's talking to him. And she's like, interested in what he has to say. And I think, like, men are so fucking weak that just that interaction probably made him feel like so good, like this hot young thing is talking to me. And then the baby comes in and he's like, oh yeah, shit, I'm a dad.
So nothing to do with her womb.
Literally nothing.
Okay.
To do with her eggs.
Okay.
Yeah, thank you.
I'm hearing that. I disagree.
Do men look at young women?
Fertile. Young women.
Fertile.
All right. What did someone call me in our reviews? Obnoxious and self-important or something? It was so nasty and so rude.
Ew. What?
Let's get into Marnie Marie Michaels. So we open the episode in the cutest way with my girl Marnie. Her hands are covering her eyes. She's playing peekaboo. And we see Charlie's haircut and she's disgusted. And my first note here is Marnie is a mess. He looks great. I like a shorter hair. But you know me, I'll take Christopher Abbott any way I can get
it. I do too, but he's
But I love his curly hair too.
He's such a brat.
Excuse me? In this episode? He cut his hair to help his colleague who's ridden with cancer.
He knows Marnie. And he knows that Marnie's going to fucking
hate it. Here we go.
I
thought the fight was actually going to happen later because I think there's a scene that we might have read in two very different ways coming up between old Hannah and Adam.
Oh, no. I can't.
So I didn't see Marnie and Charlie being where I
No, fight. No. I'm just saying.
Well, I guess it began with Jessa and Jeff in the kitchen.
That wasn't a fight. I think like he knew that Marnie would hate this.
He's a sweet boy.
I'm not saying he's not. I'm just saying I think he knew Marnie would hate this. She would then be like, ew, this is absolutely disgusting.
But why would you hate it? He looks good.
Because Marnie hates him.
Not as good as he did. I will say his curly little mop top.
I love curly hair.
Is so cute. I will trust Christopher Abbott to wash his hair. You know, one of the reasons I like men with short hair is I just don't trust them to keep it clean.
Okay.
It's just that every time I see a man with long hair, I just think there's not a chance in hell you've got the right shampoo conditioner.
No, like, they're using like a 6-in-1.
Yeah, it's like body wash, conditioner, toothpaste, foot rub,
mm-hmm.
A little bit of a decongestant if they're not feeling well. It's just every which way. Some Vicks Vapor Rubs in there. It's 97.
I thought he looked great, but I do like him with longer hair.
Yeah. He's so sweet. Mm-hmm. And then we go, the next episode scene where we really see Marnie and her focused at her story is we're at the work event and we meet her boss, Reese. And while this isn't one of my favorite line readings of the episode, I am obsessed with Reese saying he's got a serious case of tall dick. About her employee.
She's so nuts.
Why don't you fuck her? She's my Jackie O. You shouldn't be fucking her. You should be fucking her. It's like, what's going on with this woman?
It's giving Sex in the City like Bitsy Van Muffling. Like,
this is Bitsy Van Muffling if Bitsy had done about 97 bumps of ketamine.
Oh, yeah.
And just rolled right in like a woo.
Well, you got my tit tape.
Grab my tit tape. Like, body slumped over.
Yeah.
And
Marty's in her pseudo, like, I want to be a grown-up outfit.
Well, she wears that silhouette of a dress a lot. Famously, she'll wear it during the stronger scene.
Yeah.
Which, season two, can't wait. Then we meet a little gentleman named Booth Jonathan, who sidles
you
over
say...
and warmed his way into my heart.
Oh, my God. I knew it.
He's one of my favorite characters on this show. I love him. I love this character.
Booth.
He's a character for the ages. Booth Jonathan.
Booth Jonathan.
First of all, the name alone. I think he's so cute. Yorma, that actor from The Lonely Island. Yeah, you don't think Yorma's cute? He's got a tight little body.
Not even, Chris, I'm going to vomit. Not even a little.
Wow, we really aren't seeing things the same way this week.
We are. We have very different tastes in men.
I'll say. I've seen a few of them and I wouldn't cozy up to them. What you'd give for Booth Jonathan, given what I've seen.
Are you kidding? I just think he's disgusting.
Love.
He creeps me out.
I love that he calls Marnie out on caring too much immediately. Like, could you care a little less?
And guess what?
No, she literally can't.
She literally can't.
It's just not in her. I was watching the world's saddest episode of Grey's Anatomy recently, which sadly you've never seen because you appropriately stopped at season 11. But it is the mother of Dr. Maggie Pierce passes away. And at one point she says to her, like, you have to be less intense, like have some fun. And as someone who, and I've calmed down, but like in most of my teens and 20s was felt very intense. It's so frustrating when someone tells you to, like, have more fun, be less intense. And so if someone was like, care less, I'd literally stare at them and be like, I can't. Like, I literally
if
can't.
If I could, I would.
Like, I want to.
Yeah.
You don't know how much I'm obsessed with not caring. I'm trying not to.
Yeah. I fucking wish.
And then they go out to that high line. And there's a little throwaway line here, which I'm obsessed with.
No, I know.
She says, have you ever just grabbed a book and come with some friends? Wow, that was a really dumb thing to say.
Well, he's also mocking the High Line, and she's a basic girl.
Well, the High
girl.
Line is the dumbest thing in the entire world.
And she's like, it's cute.
But
and
I love that he's mocking it, of course, but wants to go.
Yeah, that's very Booth.
And they're talking, and they're flirting, and then he delivers the line. That much like when Lady Gaga and Bradley Cooper slapped on their beauty bronzer in that orange tent lighting and got up on that stage, you'll remember where you were the first time you heard it.
Of course.
When he says, but I want you to know, the first time I fuck you, I might scare you a little because I'm a man and I know how to do things. See you later.
And then he skips away.
And he skips away. Skip by Lou. Just bye.
That's what she's been looking for.
A fucking man. I think you could argue that Booth Jonathan, before he said that, is almost like a Charlie-esque character. He's mm-hmm. sort of like silly with her at the High Line. Then he says it. I like the first time I fuck you. Damn.
Damn. Because then that means there's a second.
And a 16th, ideally.
Ew.
And it's just going to scare you a little. Just
but
enough to come
so,
back for more.
It's so Marnie. He's like, oh, do you have a roommate or whatever? And she was like, yeah. And he's like, is she hot?
Is she cute?
Is she cute?
Yes, she's cute. But I would never introduce her to someone like you. Allison Williams is so good on this show.
She's so fucking good.
I don't know. I think that line is really hot because I'm a man and I know how to do things.
So you imagine, can like that line, but I can't like big in the elevator?
Sam, I think that's, I don't.
You think they're different?
I think we might need to cut that, given some of the blowback we got the last time you mentioned that
scene.
People
need to get over it. It's a show.
I'm going to leave it to the listeners to see the clear differences in both context and lines of what happened in those.
I stand by it. I'm standing 10 toes down.
I'm not with
that's
her.
That's okay. You don't have to be. You
keep your DMs to your fucking selves, guys. I'm not with her on that one. Okay? I don't want to hear it.
That's okay.
But of course, I create space for women to give all of their opinions, even the bad ones.
Even the wrong ones. Yeah.
And so Marnie goes back to the party and she just has to rub one out, you know, in the bathroom.
Yeah.
And is it that easy to do that?
Women do that.
She just really, I was very jealous that that would be so easy to get at and that you wouldn't have to worry about cleanup.
I just don't think like that happens.
Everyone write in if you've ever masturbated after hearing the sexiest thing ever said outside of the High Line. I don't know. I think I could imagine a woman somewhere has masturbated at a party.
I'm sure.
In the bathroom to relieve some sexual tension before she has to pop out and deal with Reese anymore.
I'm just shocked it was Marnie.
I'm not. Marnie's she's a sexual girl, as we'll find out later on in the series. She's just, I think much like Charlotte, probably one of the, outside of Samantha on Sex and the City, the most sexual of the four women, Charlotte. Mm-hmm. Like I would probably put it Samantha, Charlotte, Carrie, Miranda.
I also just think she's not getting it from Charlie.
But I think that's the problem. She's disconnected from her desire for sex and sexuality right now because she's with a man she doesn't respect. And you cannot have sex with someone you don't respect. I also learned that from Maggie Pierce. Shout out to Grey's Anatomy.
That's so true.
A lot of people said she was too mean to tell her then husband she didn't respect him and to get out. But I thought, sometimes you got to tell men what's what.
Sometimes you do.
Literally. In fact, maybe all the time.
Yeah.
No, speaking of telling men what's what, let's get into Hannah. Miss Horvath, if you're nasty. Okay. Because she's quite nasty. You know, she bops out. What did you think of the little outfit she's put on here?
I'm so obsessed with her. Like, she looked
terrible.
When she hissed at them? I was like, I love this woman.
What was she going for?
Bad girl. Rocker
goth bad girl.
Yeah, gothy bad girl.
And the fact that he was like, oh, ho, get up here. I'm going to tie you to my bed for 3 days. Like, I was
these are soulmates.
What is going on with these two? Like that he saw that look and was like, gotta have you.
I bet you he said something once while they were fucking. And was like, I want you to, like, you're a dirty little goth girl or something. And then she like became that.
Well, luckily she didn't come as a dirty little baby covered in crack or whatever he was talking about last week.
Yeah, that was upsetting.
Well, she was covered in cum, but she was a crack baby.
She was a crack baby.
Yeah. Terrible, yeah. Terrible.
Terrible, terrible, terrible. But Adam's into it. Adam Driver is so physical.
Adam Sackler?
Adam Driver.
Okay.
Is very physical in his performance when he becomes Adam Sackler.
Yes.
Mm-hmm.
And so they have a seemingly nice night together. And then the next morning,
she looks a mess.
And I love the intimacy, sort of how the scene is blocked, where she's sitting between his legs in front of him, facing outward, and he's gathering her fat. Now, I thought this was a beautiful scene and quite intimate.
I'm going to fucking...
And look, would I literally burn everyone's house? There wouldn't be one apartment left in that building because it would have been burned to the ground.
Chris, if someone grabbed your fat,
said like you, and then
it's
said
just three
along
or four
the lines
pounds.
Of, you're not that fat if you really wanted to lose it. No, look, I wouldn't be alive. It would be a murder suey.
Okay.
Plus, the building would have burned down. Plus, New York would have burned down.
New York would have burned.
Everything would be gone if any man ever said that to me.
Correct.
Pre, post, or mid coitus. I don't give a fuck.
Yeah.
Now, yeah. Within the context of this show and these two characters, I thought it was lovely. I just think the way he looks at, the way he looks and talks to her about her body is with such a neutral feel. Well, I guess maybe you don't want it to be neutral.
You don't want it to be neutral. And especially when you look like Adam. And like,
but you're saying
grabbing...
this like he's eaten up with looks. I mean, I'd do anything to be with that man, but...
No, I know, but it's the fact that he's like ripped, jacked. Like...
But I think he... And I think that's what makes Adam Driver's performance as Adam so endearing. I don't know. I get the complete sense that he's not... He thinks Hannah is beautiful. And I think that that's why he's capable, that for him, these are just words. That's sort of what I meant about him being so body neutral. Like, for him, it is, now, I don't think he is understanding the context of, like, what it means to receive those words.
100%.
But I think he means it, and I think, like, I don't know, there's just such a sweet intimacy between the two of them.
I think he thinks she's beautiful, but I also think... It's just like a jarring thing to do to another person.
Absolutely. But I don't
to
know.
To grab their belly fat and jiggle it? Are you kidding?
Well, look, famously when Shane did that
I was going to say.
What's her name on OC?
Emily?
Emily, I wanted to murder him.
Yeah.
But I don't know. In this case, I liked it. I just thought it was sweet. I like when she says, well, I don't lose weight in my stomach. I lose weight in my face.
Yeah. And he's like, you can grab my fat.
Yeah. And he's like, gather my fat. He's dancing around and she's like, this is literal skin.
Yeah.
And then she gets a little call that she's got HPV and she needs to have her cervix checked or scraped. Clear.
Oh, terrible.
And Adam is completely adamant that he did not give it to her.
Mm-hmm.
He's like, I don't know where you got it, but you didn't get it around these parts.
When he's
girl.
Like, I've been tested and I don't have it.
And I like her reaction. You've been tested when? Like, sir, yeah. You don't leave this apartment. I also want to note that I'm obsessed with when she calls from downstairs and she asks, are you home? And he gives the non-committal, for the moment.
Yeah.
Which is just, now to me, that's where the show absolutely gets right. The sort of mid-20s, even dating now, of like, I'm not telling you where I am or like, yeah. Want to give you access to like me.
Yeah, I'm here or like for the schedule.
I'm here for the moment.
Yeah. I could be here. I could leave.
And then she calls Marnie and Marnie breaks down when she tells her and starts crying. And we find out that Hannah's late on rent.
Of course.
And
she's like, how's that job search?
I have HPV. I have pre-cancer.
Yeah. And listen.
Is this your medium baggage?
This might be my medium baggage. I had this almost exactly same thing happen to me.
Mm-hmm.
With a man.
That you got HPV?
Yes. I feel okay. Like every woman at some point in their life has had it. So it's, I don't think you can
get rid of HPV.
It like lies dormant, but it's like one of those things where it's like you have to go and get your cervix checked like every 6 months or whatever to just see if like any cells are like progressing.
Yes.
Right.
Okay.
So I had this conversation with a man I was seeing in my early 20s and he did the same thing Adam did where he was like, I've been tested.
Well, I think we all learned that from Adam. That
and I was like,
or Elijah.
So it was really weird to watch this at the time because it was happening to me at the same time. Like when this show came out, this is
I understand.
What was happening.
Do you have a larger point?
No, it's just like was wild. Like, you know, men are like, oh, yeah, I've been tested for that. But it's like not possible.
Yes.
So I didn't know that. So I believed him.
And then it just
also feels like such HPV. A bigger thing than it is.
Having HPV?
Yeah.
Yeah.
So it's kind of interesting.
I think it's serious. You know, I would not be happy.
No.
And so Shoshana convinces her she needs to go and talk to Elijah about it because he's one of the 2.5 men she slept with. As Shoshana says something along the lines of, I mean, do you really want all of his future partners to suffer through your disease? Sorry.
Do you think Shosh is like a version, a female version of Adam in some ways? Like where she just says things that are very honest and true, but it's almost like too honest sometimes.
No, because I think that they both come from, I think Shosh just comes from a place of complete unawareness. And I think actually as you watch the show, you'll watch her become more guarded with her opinions. Whereas I think Adam is aware and is just like, he's one of those men who would say, I have like a code, like I live by. Mm-hmm. And it means I have to tell the truth, even if it's uncomfortable. Mm-hmm. And it's like, sir, you don't have a code. You are not like a, you're not a knight of the round table. Like,
right.
You, we all live in the same society. Like, follow the rules.
Mm-hmm.
You know, very Taylor Swift, casually cool in the name of being honest.
Oh, yeah.
And so then we go over to lunch, to drinks with Elijah, and we see Andrew Rannells, that pretty little face. And I have to say, I didn't love this introduction of Elijah just because he isn't exactly the same as he is later. Mm-hmm. Like, he's a little too smart here.
Mm-hmm.
But I did think instantly I could see why they brought him back, because he and Lena Dunham have
chemistry.
The minute they started fighting, it felt like, okay, this is what the show is. But earlier, I was, when they first started talking, I was like, Elijah's coming off as way too intelligent and like knowledgeable about the world.
Yeah, very put together almost. But them together, like every single line delivery was flawless, like from top to bottom with these two.
Yeah, I love the fact that they decided to give him a boyfriend named Beau, literally meaning boy.
Yeah. And Hannah's just like, her reaction.
That fruity little voice you put up, because you definitely didn't have that fruity little voice.
I have two eyes and two ears.
Is it the scarf? It's not helping.
He's like, your dad is gay.
Okay. She's like, why would you say that? He wears a stud in his ear. He got that on a trip with his male friends. I heard it.
That's like when I discovered my aunt was a lesbian. Like, it was the same thing. I was like, she left the convent with a woman and they lived together ever since. And then I was like,
oh yeah.
Yeah. Okay.
So, I mean, this scene is great. Sadly, we won't see Elijah, I think, again until the finale. Mm-hmm. But she heads home after that, and we get the really iconic final scene. While this isn't my favorite needle drop in all of Girls, it is, I think, probably the most discussed and, I think, talked about. Well, no, maybe later on when they use I Love It by, is it Iconopop? Mm-hmm. You know, that song,
oh, yeah.
I don't care. I love it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Maybe that is almost equal to the use of dancing by myself here.
Dancing on my own.
Dancing on my own. Dancing by myself. By myself is that Judy Garland song I was listening to earlier. Sorry to mix those two up. And did you read the tweet that is right before the one she's trying to think of?
Yes.
She's already tweeted it, and it's like, I just poured a full thing of water on a perfectly good piece of bread to stop myself from eating it, and I still did because I'm an animal. I was like, that is such a tweet from whatever year this came out.
It made me miss Twitter.
Nobody's on it anymore.
It just bumps me out.
It's over. And hopefully so is TikTok. But, you know,
I'm hope TikTok is dead.
Yeah. Marnie comes home and I do love the yo girl. Yeah. And then them dancing, and the episode ends with them embracing back to back in a sort of sweet, beautiful way.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful. This is one of my favorite girls endings. And it'll be a nice bookend to something that happens later this season. I think the penultimate episode.
Agreed.
We've got our segment, boys. Who's your favorite this week? I'm guessing not Adam again.
Not Adam. It's Elijah. Elijah's
and I'm
my
going
favorite
with
boy.
Mr. Jonathan. BJ himself, the old BJ kid. Boothy Jonathan.
Absolutely not.
What a great guy. Or maybe, honestly, Jeff. He's opened my eyes to a few things today.
Jeff?
No, I'm going with Booth.
Okay. I was about to say, I'm quitting.
Jeff is a sicko.
No, I was like, I cannot do this anymore.
Just running around New York City looking for fertile young women. Sicko.
Sick. Well, then we see him next episode, I think, right? With his friend.
We definitely see him a few more times.
Unfortunately.
And who was your least favorite this week? Booth, Jonathan, or Jeff for you?
My least favorite?
Yeah. Your least favorite boy. Jeff.
Jeff creeps me out. Booth is like, Booth isn't a father. You know what I mean? So like he can kind of get away with like acting up in the streets.
I would say my least favorite is I can't remember his name, but we were introduced to him last week. He's the other gallery assistant. The case of the tall deck. I really don't care for him when he's like, Marnie, one of the paintings is hung upside down.
Yeah.
Is Marnie one of the original gallery girls? Would she have been in on that show? I never watched Gallery Girls. It's like the one Bravo show I never got my eyes on.
Oh, yeah. It was a great show.
And then favorite line reading. I actually had a few this week of just great lines. I loved Adam's. Or no, I liked Marnie's. You look scary to me, like Mickey Mouse without the ears.
That was a perfect line.
Because it's what he looks like.
100%. Like the moment she said it, I was like, yeah. That's exactly what he looks like.
I loved Adams. My best dyke friend works for a dick doctor, and I don't have that shit.
Mine?
Oh, wait, I've got one more. Okay. And this is my favorite line reading of the episode. And shout out to my friend Amanda. She and I say this to one another all the time. And it is apropos of nothing and doesn't fit what we're talking about. But we will just say to one another that I'm a virgin, obviously. Which is what Cher says about her biggest baggage.
About her baggage.
I'm a virgin, obviously.
I also live in, she's like, I don't love my grandmother. And Hannah goes,
At all?
Mm-mm.
My smallest baggage would be my IBS.
I feel like that's like a pretty, like, I feel like that's medium size. But my favorite, one of my favorite line readings is just the moment between Shosh and Jessa when I said earlier when Shosh was talking to her about her outfit and Jessa just looks at her and she goes,
it's floor length.
It's floor length. It's like you're missing the point. Like it's see-through.
No, I did
can see
love
your
that
belly
one.
Button.
And there isn't much here in terms of spoiling for later of the show. But spoiler alert, skip forward if you don't want to hear this. Of course, it does become true that Tad is gay.
Mm-hmm.
And we get some really fun stuff between Tad and Lorraine there.
And Tad and Elijah.
And Tad and his future boyfriend who we meet. So see, I remember that, guys. I may not remember Shosha's parents who popped up for one scene, but I remember a lot about Tad and Lorraine, my king and queen.
I don't remember about that.
Love Tad's boyfriend. He's nuts. Do you know a character I love that I can't wait till we get to? And I think
who?
We meet him in season two, Laird.
He's Laird.
The drug user downstairs.
Downstairs.
He also plays like a weird character on Parks and Rec. He's the wildest character. I love him.
Crazy. I love him.
All right, guys. Thank you so much for listening. We really were all over the place today, but we hope you... That baggage conversation really went left. I thought that was going to be like 1 second, and it ended up being like a 20-minute segment.
No, we unpacked a lot.
Maybe we should just start a side podcast called Baggage.
Maybe we should. People can write in. No, we should have people write in their smallest, medium, and largest baggage, and then we get to pick. Like
that sounds like a bonus episode if I've ever heard one. Write that down.
Write it down in your little book.
Bonus baggage. We're getting that. I'm sure no one's going to write in. They're like, we're not letting those two idiots know anything about our personal lives.
Right.
Although, you know, on our Zooms, things have come to fruition.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Well, thank you for listening. We hope you'll join us again next week when we discuss season one, episode four, Hannah's Diary. Make sure you subscribe, rate, and review Shortcomings wherever you listen to the podcast. And you can support us by joining us over at patreon.com/shortcomingspodcast. You can follow us online. I'm at clewis1219 on Instagram. Sam, where are you?
I'm at Bravo Historian on Instagram, and everybody go follow at Always On. It's the new Bachelor account. It got rebranded into...
Well, if you were already following Bachelor, you're following it, so you're good.
Yeah,
but if you're not, weren't following Bachelor...
There will still be Bachelor content, but not, like, it won't be the main focus.
Follow Always On.
Mm-hmm.
And don't forget to stream the new Hulu series, Apples Never Fall. Apples Don't Fall.
Apples Never Fall.
Apples Never Fall, starring Academy Award nominee Annette Bening.
Bye.
Bye.